Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to the Frank Williams Show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. So, guys, today we've had a nice day. Everything been going well, okay? And I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening live on cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. I'm going to pause for just a minute. I'll be right back. I need to take care of some quick business, and I'll be right back. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Let's go.
So thank you guys for holding on there for just a minute and listening to a little of that Charlie Wilson Gap Band mix that I have for you. I mean, I love that stuff right there. But anyway, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, start a certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, guys, again, I thank you guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And again, we've had a beautiful day, and as we slide on into the springtime, things get exciting. You know, things get exciting. People start, you know, freaking out or whatever. You know, that's what happens when you go to the springtime. You know, they call it spring fever, right? And that's what you get at this time of year. I mean, it's just, you know, you go outside and you get a breath of that air out there, and it's warm, and you got a nice little breeze coming through. I mean, that's ideal, right? And And that's what you start to feel, and you start to dress for it. You know, I just went and picked up my car from the shop, and my convertible, and I just been wanting to drive that thing because of the nice days out, you know? And I may not even have the top down, but I got the opportunity to pull the top down. Y'all with me? So, you know, that's what I'm talking about. And that's what it feels like outside. You know, can y'all tell I'm trying to, you know, I know you can because I'm getting ready to tell you. But can y'all tell that, you know, somebody's texting me in the middle of my show, okay? And it is important. But I'm trying to do my show. You know what I'm saying? But, I'm trying to respond to them and do the show at the same time. And that's hard to do, you know. So, you know, I got to get them off. Okay? And I'm getting them off right now. So here's the deal. I'm sorry, guys. But here's the deal. Again, thank you guys for tuning into the show. I had one of the biggest shows ever on yesterday when I talked about the young men that wear the sagging pants. Okay, and so I had a big show yesterday. So I'm gonna do the show today. Seems like it's gonna be a big show. Now, today's episode is entitled The Tanning of America, okay? And what happened, okay? Now, you know, I know a lot of people I've been getting messages asking, you know, what do you mean by the time, you know, the tanning of America? Well, you know, what I'm saying is, y'all know what tanning is, right? Okay, a lot of people lay out in the sun because they want to tan. They want to darken their skin. Right? That's what happens when you lay out in the sun or whatever. You're out in the sun and the sun rays and that darkens your skin. Okay, so what I'm saying about America is the tanning of America is the now that the there's a big influx of, you know, Latin Americans coming into America. And not Latin Americans, but they want to be Latin Americans that are coming into America. And the reason they're coming is because of how the laws have been over the years. You know, and the laws keep changing, right? And things getting ready to happen where you start to, they're thinking about making laws for, you know, to have them become Latin Americans, okay, amnesty or whatever. And so this is what has happened to America. And, you know, the problem that I have with it all, okay, from the beginning, not just now, but from early on when Latin people started to come into America. You know, you always saw the cowboy movies and there was a Latin guy, you know, in the movie. So, you know, people started to come to America. Latins started to come to America and be here and become citizens of America. Okay? Now, you know, I think that the way it used to be, where if you came here and you applied and you stay here and for at least 7 years or something like that, then you could apply for your citizenship, probably get it, right? And that's what those people came here, and that's what a lot of them did. Now, the problem is there a lot more that's coming here that aren't trying to get here legally. You know, you with me? They just trying to get into the country and start to live, right? And worry about what they need to worry about later. They just want to get here. Problem that we have with it is not that we don't want, you know, Latinos here. That's not it. We don't even Asians or whatever, not just Latinos, but this is what I'm seeing. This is how America is starting to tend, because Latinos are like black people as far as, you know, brown skin, okay? The brown skin. So that's why people lay out in the sun to get that brown skin. Tanning of America. 818-301-5834. Now, you know, something else is that I don't mind anybody coming to America trying to find the American dream or whatever they're looking for, but do it legally. If I came to another country or whatever outside of the United States and wanted to become a citizen of that country, I wanted to live there. I wanted to go there and take my family. I wanted to live there. I'd be trying to find out how I can do it legally. Okay? How I can do it legally. All right? And because it's, you know, because a lot of them are here illegally or whatever, okay, then now there are no taxes coming from someone who's making income in America. Okay, you can live here tax-free, so to speak, right? Money, cash money being paid to you maybe on a daily or weekly or biweekly basis. And you know, no taxes are being taken out for services, for fire and police, hospital. You aren't paying any taxes for having that stuff, which that stuff is paid for by tax people, you and me, right? We pay for all these services to have police to keep the streets safe, to have fire to come put out the fire if something happens, to have hospitals to come get you when you're feeling too bad to drive to the hospital. You pay for that stuff. Although you pay for it again after they do it, you know, they charge you for it again. You know, although you're paying taxes, right? They charge you for it again. If you have to call them and they come and get you, they going to send you a bill, baby, or they going to get some kind of payment, baby. Although you've been paying taxes every month, every paycheck period or whatever, to pay their salary, to fund that hospital. Now you got to pay again to go in there and get a little service when you're feeling poorly. Okay? But some people in this country aren't doing that. They aren't paying those taxes. That's where the problem is. Maybe we wouldn't have to raise taxes on Americans, on merchandise and all this stuff, if we were getting more money into the government from people paying taxes. If you're working, if you're making money, you should be paying some taxes just like everyone else. right? You pay your taxes in order to use the service. Now, you know, a lot of people were saying that, you know, you just come here and you get pregnant, you come here and you have your baby here. Your baby becomes a citizen of the United States because they were born in the United States. Okay? And they come and have their babies. And now now the problem is that there's such an influx of them now that politicians now wants to change something. Now they want to keep them from coming in to the country. But that's not going to work. It's too late for that. It's too late for that. The gates are open. Right? You're trying to close them, but they steady still coming in. Trying to put up fences. They still coming in. And now, see, the problem is that the politicians now, I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats, now, they got a whole new influx of people that are somehow voting in the election, and they and the Latin people don't really have the same views as some of the, you know, Republican politicians. Or even some of the Democrats. But I think they think more of Democrats than they do of Republicans. And because it's such a huge number of people, you know, I think it's more Latin people in America than it is black people at this point in time. Okay? You know, you got this huge group of people that are now voting. And they aren't voting in your favor. The Republicans are sitting on the edge of being, you know, not totally knocked out, but knocked out. Y'all with me? They like a boxer. They hit him, he fell, but he not out. He on them knees trying to get up. Y'all with me? So all I'm saying is, that's what happened. You know, America was open to people to come here and start a life, right? But the law said come here and stay for 7 years or so, and then apply for citizenship and become a citizen of the United States. That make you a Latin American, right? So they came here, they did that, they started businesses. They paying taxes. I'm good with those people. They run great businesses. Right? And they last. And they stick together. So, you know, that's a problem in politics. And, you know, when you think about it, it's only going to get more and more overwhelming. Okay? So now you're going to, you know, give the Latin Americans that are here already, or not Latin Americans, but the Latin people that are here already, legal citizens. Now you're going to give them amnesty, meaning that they can now become citizens of the United States, like right now. Come on. That's a deal. That's a deal, not only to grab a hold of votes, but it's also a deal to get tax dollars. Okay, now I can. Now I got a bead on you. I got a Social Security number for you. Here you go. And that links you to me. So as soon as you get a job and start paying and start making some income, that employment is going to start getting some taxes. Government wants more money, right, to do more stuff, right? That's what they want, right? So, you know, that's why I named this show The Tanning of America, okay, and what happened. So thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Join me tomorrow, Free for All Friday, and all lines will be open for you guys to dial into the show and talk about whatever you want. This is Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Good night.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. Got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman? Take